Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
All right, let's get some kind of an understanding of what is going on in the Senzo Mayua case. Mpalelo Zikalala, founder and director of Zikalala Pty Limited. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning to you, and also good morning to your listeners.
So the case took a very, very strange turn yesterday. For anybody who doesn't know what's going on, give us a quick background, an overview.
So we would remember that there is the Senzo Mayua case, which has taken plus minus 8 years for it to get to the stage where it is today. And yesterday, right after the proceedings were completed, we saw police coming in to the courtroom while the cameras were still rolling as the matter was being broadcasted live. And they walked in with a warrant of arrest to arrest Advocate Tefu, who is representing the first to the fourth accused, if I'm not mistaken. Something which was we hadn't seen before in our courts. When it comes to the manner and the procedure that we usually use and the manner of respect in terms of the different spheres of our government, we usually stay away from it, even if it was done, should have been done outside court, not because it's written anywhere in our legislation, it's just the manner of respect that we have. And we saw a very unfortunate incident where a lawyer who was fully robed in his work attire was being arrested. And there are certainly other ways in which could have been done to secure the attendance to whatever proceedings in which they are pending against him. And there's certainly no need for it to be done in that particular manner, where you would see his dignity being dragged through the mud in front of his clients, in front of his colleagues, and also in front of all South Africans. So it was a very unfortunate incident, if you ask me. We do understand the importance of adhering to the law in terms of the warrant of arrest, whether it's valid or not. I can't comment on that, but it's just a matter of procedure, a matter of respect, and the colder relationship which should apply or should exist between legal practitioners and the police officers. In another note, we must also look at it as a form of intimidation. Now, what's going to happen when a witness is supposed to come and give evidence in that particular matter? Isn't that a form of intimidation to the witnesses that is going to come? What happens to the confidence of the accused against their...
Well, that's what I was thinking. Surely this prejudices the case, because it undermines, without knowing any details around it. When I hear that that he's been arrested, I immediately assume that that they're guilty and that this is all part of the same story. So it really does prejudice the case, surely.
It certainly does. And you see, the separation of powers for us is the independence of the judiciary is not only limited to presiding officers. It's also to the protection is extended to legal practitioners that are practicing in that particular field. So I shouldn't feel that I'm going to be arrested or prosecuted for taking on a matter. It shouldn't work that way. It goes against the principles of our and the spirit of our constitution. So the manner in which they attended to the warrant of arrest yesterday was certainly not in which I would say is in accordance with the Criminal Procedure Act, and the blatant disregard of the rights that's applicable to advocate as per our constitution. And I'm hopeful that maybe the minister and the powers that be are going to come in and try to rectify the situation and make sure that it does not ever happen again. But most importantly, when the matter resumes, I think sometime in May, that the judge will have a few words to say in terms of what was happening in his courtroom.
It's just the most bizarre thing. Who makes the decision? Who is the person that makes the decision as to where he, and the manner in which he will be arrested?
The first part is the warrant of arrest, which is important, which can only be issued by a magistrate after certain facts have been presented to him or her, providing the prima facie evidence against the person that you want to go and arrest. Now, the manner of execution now falls within the mandate of the South African Police Service, in which they are the ones who are instructed to go and take this person and then come back with them. Where they drop the ball in certain instances is the thinking that the person in which they are coming to arrest is assumed or is automatically guilty, into thinking that they must be manhandled, into thinking that they must be put in handcuffs. If you would read the Criminal Procedure Act, I think it's Section 39, if I'm not mistaken, the very first step in which one should start with as a police officer is to inform the person that you are being arrested. And if there's no resistance, there's no reasonable grounds or apprehension of harm that may occur, if the person is fully cooperating with you, there's not even a need to handcuff them. Oh. The method of handcuffing is a method of saying, I see that you want to run away. I want to try and contain you because you're not cooperating. So if they were to come to a person who's not fighting them anymore, who's not fighting at all, there's no need for handcuffs. And to use those type of instances in handcuffs in this manner and manhandling a person is not according to the law.
And very clearly, it certainly seems to be very much about the optics and the visuals.
That's the one, which is why they would choose to wait for the proceedings to end still while the cameras are still there, and then effect the arrest. Another question that I would have for them is, why didn't you go to his house maybe today? Why didn't you go to his house maybe tomorrow? Why didn't you come a week before if the warrant of arrest was issued in January? Let's remember, this case was adjourned for more than a week. So what was causing you all this time not to attend to this particular matter? The intention of the warrant of arrest is not to punish you, it's to secure your attendance. So if I know that it's a warrant of arrest against me, I can easily go to court and say, I'm here. Can we arrange a date which is suitable and amenable to both of us so that I can be able to come and defend myself properly? That's how the law works. It needs you, the two sides, to cooperate with each other so that at the end of the day, you're able to represent yourself well. And yesterday, we didn't see that respect being displayed by the police service. We didn't see the dignity of the advocate chair for being respected. And to me, it was an attack on the legal profession.
Very, very concerning and a very important conversation to have. Mpolelo Zikalala, founder and director of Zikalala Pty Limited, thank you for joining us and for bringing us your perspective on it, which certainly is puts a very, very interesting and interesting angle on it. It is a disrespect to the legal profession and, in fact, undermines the system tremendously. It is 8:21. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.